Hello, this is Mark Dukes with a KGYM Sports View. Call me old school if you'd like, but I am continually amazed how the art and strategy of bunting has become largely extinct in Major League Baseball. Certainly, this is the year of the long ball and swing from the heels hitters. More home runs have been hit this year in MLB than ever before. But sometimes it would appear employing some small ball would be effective. Take Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series Sunday between the Cardinals and Braves. The Cards clung to a 1-0 lead in the eighth inning when they put runners on first and second with nobody out. Moving the runners up would have given St. Louis an opportunity to add at least one run to the lead. But Paul DeJong didn't square once and ended up flying to right field. Then Harrison Bader got caught trying to steal third. Dexter Fowler ended the inning by striking out. But had Fowler gone to the plate with second and third and one out, a fly ball could have scored one and a base hit could have scored two. We'll never know, but perhaps St. Louis closer Carlos Martinez would have pitched more comfortably in the ninth inning with a 2-0 or 3-0 lead. As it were, Atlanta ended up scoring three runs in the ninth and defeated the Cardinals 3-1. I'm not beating up on the Cardinals. It seems most MLB teams would have done the same thing these days. Some say bunting in that situation would have meant the Cardinals were giving up an out. So what? There are 13 ways to score from third base, thus plenty of opportunities for St. Louis to add on. Like base stealing, bunting somehow has become a far lesser part of baseball. Like it or not, this is where we are. This is Mark Dukes with a KGYM Sports View.